Well, when it comes to Washington, D.C. and politics, Rachel, there's a lot we could talk about today. I mean, it's an election year. There's a second-term president faced with an opposition Congress. The U.S. is embroiled in wars after 5 years. And the economy has people on edge and pointing fingers of blame. However, the U.S. Senate took a step back from it all to engage in one of its long-standing traditions, to honor the first president of the United States, George Washington, by having a senator read out aloud from Washington's farewell address. Every year in the Senate chamber, someone reads the words of Washington, the ones that first appeared in print in 1796. The speaking aloud portion of the program started in 1862. Now, in 2008, the honor went to the junior senator from Arkansas, Democrat Mark Pryor. Here's a bit from the very end of the farewell.
I anticipate, with pleasing expectations, that retreat in which I promise myself to realize without alloy the sweet enjoyment of partaking in the midst of my fellow citizens the benign influence of good laws under a free government. An ever favorite subject, object of my heart, and the happy reward, as I trust, of our mutual cares, labors, and dangers. George Washington, United States, 19 September 1796.
And Senator Mark Pryor joins us now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So how were you chosen to do this? Volunteer, pick names out of a hat? How'd that work?
I think that Harry Reid asked me to do it a few weeks ago. And, you know, it's an honor. It's one of our traditions in the Senate. We have a lot of traditions in the Senate, by the way. But it's one of those that the Senate's been doing every year since 1895. They started during the Civil War, and then it kind of went on and off, but finally 1895, every year since, we've been doing it.
Now, have you been in the chamber before to hear this being delivered?
Yes, last year I presided when Senator Corker of Tennessee read it. We alternate party year to year, so last year Republican of Tennessee did it, this year Democrat of Arkansas, and I tell you, you know, it's 32 pages long. It's 7,641 words long. As I was reading through it a few times before I went up there, I noticed that one sentence was 15 lines long.
No.
And so, you know, again, just back in those days, George Washington and his contemporaries, they wrote in a different style. They were more verbose, lots more commas and phrases, yeah, et cetera, in a sentence. So it's a tough read. In fact, one of the things that a lot of school children are surprised to learn about Washington's farewell address is he never delivered the address. He wrote it down. It actually, Alexander Hamilton and James Madison helped him with a draft, and then he reworked the speech in his own handwriting and then submitted it to the Congress, and it was printed in the Philadelphia papers a few days later.
Well, we have a pretty good example of the kind of tongue twisters and linguistic terrain you had to weave through yesterday. Let's take a listen to this little bit of the speech.
Okay, great.
The acceptance of and continuance hitherto in the office to which your suffrages have twice called me have been a uniform sacrifice of inclination to the opinion of duty and to the deference for what appeared to be your desire. I constantly hoped that it would have been much earlier in my power, consistently with motives which I was not at liberty to disregard, to return to the retirement from which I had been reluctantly drawn.
How did you breathe, sir? When did you breathe,
well,
sir?
It was hard. I tell you, the truth is, on this address, what you have to do is you really need to read it beforehand. And if you don't understand what that sentence is saying, it is very, very hard to read. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many phrases and commas and pauses and all that in there. But nonetheless, you know, the great thing about this speech is that George Washington, being the father of our country, touches on the major themes as he left public life. He touches on the major themes that he wants to leave this new nation with. And he really talks about how this young nation needs to have a federal government, how we need to avoid sectionalism. We need to avoid parties. Believe it or not, he talks about how, you know, partisanship can be a problem. And so many of the things that he talked about really have rung true for the last 200 years. So
let's listen to that passage you pointed out where he talks about avoiding parties and separationism.
The alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetuated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism.
Now, for folks who know a little bit about your record, you were one of the Gang of 14, some of the more moderate senators who kind of have a, hey, let's work together to move this forward
exactly. Sort
of point of view. So I'm imagining that really resonated with you.
It does. You know, it really does. I think that what President Washington talked about is exactly true for today, and that is he talked about how parties can be useful. There's even a point in the speech, in the address, where he talks about how in a republic, parties can be useful, they can be beneficial. However, what happens is, oftentimes, is a party really becomes a power base in and of itself. Instead of an avenue for ideas and an avenue for people to come together and work together for common solutions, parties can develop into divisive institutions, which I think is what's happened here in Washington today. I think that's evolved over, you know, a couple of centuries. But what I would hope that we would do, and I think maybe what the 2008 elections will be about, is I would hope we would have a back-to-basics movement. We would get back to some of the fundamentals of our democracy and remember, you know, not just some of these words of Washington, but the words of Madison and Jefferson and Hamilton and Adams and many others. So,
Senator, we thank you for your time today.
You.
Senator Mark Pryor, Democrat from Arkansas, and congrats on making it through.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the BPP from NPR News.